Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Do critics of your stature ever go to Olive Garden, like that woman in North Dakota did, or Iowa, or
right.
Baker Square?
I have had more than my share of French silk pie over the years. I will say that. I do like that pie. I don't think I've ever sat down in a Baker Square, and I've certainly never sat down at an Olive Garden. I avoid chains for one very large reason. Whatever I say, positive or negative, about a restaurant like that is going to be extrapolated over every one of their locations. And even if they only have five locations, that's kind of tough.
Yeah, what but if it's I still, say, it'd still be fun to watch you eat at an Olive Garden.
What do you mean by that, Steve?
I think you should have a remote. Watch Phil Vitale eat at an Olive Garden.
Right, you know? And watch me spit things in my napkin, you mean, or make faces.
Yeah, but what if it was
I'd
good?
I'd be polite. It would
but
be
maybe, maybe the spaghetti is good there.
Exactly. It would be fine. But the worst thing you'd probably think is that this is kind of not exactly, you know, maybe the spaghetti's overcooked. Or maybe it's not. And that's the thing. I don't know. But if I say it is, then I've said every Olive Garden in the world.
So then they go to the Olive Garden in Poughkeepsie. It's not so good. And they go, wow, Phil Vitale doesn't know what he's talking about.
Or the one in Poughkeepsie is hanging a big sign saying,
Phil Vitale raves.
Four stars from this idiot in Chicago.
Yeah. Well, I think it would also be hard to not be a little condescending when you were doing that. I don't know how you would, you know.
Well, yeah, there's that. Because as I try to explain to people who ask me to go to places like this, say, look, put this in perspective. Alinea gets 4 stars from me. That's my top rating. 4.
How many restaurants get a 4-star rating from you?
Maybe 9 right now.
And how many really even have a 3-star rating? Maybe not
right.
that many.
So where do you think your little place is going to wind up on that spectrum?
Even if it's a really good Olive Garden.
Right, right.
It wouldn't be fair to the others if you put them in the same camp.
Right. It's got to fit in that sliding scale. And so you realize that simply me not saying bad things about you might be as good as it gets. The chances of getting a star are pretty remote, and
You know where they really run into that is Dancing with the Stars. Do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
My wife is addicted to Dancing with the Stars.
It's one of America's great things, really. Mm-hmm. If you say, what are the things America does real well? I go, well, we had an awesome army. And I would put Dancing with the mm-hmm. Stars in there. French silk pie, army, and the thing with Dancing with the Stars is they'll take a dancer for whom the expectations are very high because they're very good. They're very mm-hmm. talented. And then they'll just kill it, and they'll give them 7s and 8s. Then, you know, Florence Henderson gets up there, mm-hmm. and she's not that good.
Right.
But she does as well as she can, and they give her 7s or 8s.
Right. Well, she had Wessonality, so and that had to factor into their decision.
And there's such a disparity between the two, and you go, or maybe she gets a 7 and the other guy gets an 8. And I'm going, mm-hmm. you're telling me that that was only one notch better than Floho? No way. Mm-hmm. It was much better, but you're stuck in that 7 to 8 place.
Exactly. I mean, when you look at, I joke, I saw one performance on Dancing with the Stars that was so bad, they didn't even get a standing ovation.
That's kind of that.
3 people sat in their seats that didn't move.
But just to stay on the fast chain restaurants, what do you call that? Fast serve? It's not fast food.
They prefer quick serve now.
Quick serve.
It is fast food, but they don't like that word.
Well, it's not McDonald's. Mm-hmm. You know, all of us love Portillo's. Mm-hmm. And here again, I would like to say, well, what would Phil Vitale say about this? I think they have the best burgers in town. I think their chicken chop salad is one of God's great creations. Blah, 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 blah.
Right. I will say that I would say that service is terrific there, particularly if you're getting anything to go. I mean, high school graduation time, people just coming up just to get their huge boxes of Italian beef and whatever else they've bought, and they have a special line for them to go in there. They load the thing in the car for you, and you can't tip these people. You cannot tip them.
I didn't know that.
They won't do it. They smile.
Good for them.
And then if you've ever gone through a drive-in line
it's a science there.
You are ready to hand them the keys to the world. You say, no. You know what? I want you to run everything.
No.
This is the best drive-through experience in my life.
The last time I was there, I was at the one in, is it Plainfield or Shorewood? But it's the west side of Joliet. And I actually asked the young person who came to my window if they would do health care for the United States of America.
Right.
I just said, you know, this was so impressive what you've done for me, mm-hmm. and that was get me a chopped salad. I'm now willing to turn over the ACA keys to you.
Right, because the prices would be fair, the delivery would be good, and there would be no shortage of napkins.
Tell me about your son's wedding on the 11th of November.
It was so much fun. I was
in Mexico.
In Mexico, in an all-inclusive resort, which is kind of dangerous.
How many people were there?
60 in our group.
Why is it dangerous?
Because the bars don't close. You can find yourself dancing at 1 o'clock in the morning, and there's still an open bar somewhere.
You told us something off the air last week, mm-hmm. before you went out there, that we were not going to say on the air. And that was that did you do the ceremony?
I did the opening remarks.
You did the opening remarks.
I was the one standing at the front as the mothers and the bride and groom were ushered in.
Okay, so not everybody has opening remarks from the father of the groom.
Right.
At the wedding, the ceremony itself. Mm-hmm. Was this on the beach or in a building?
It was on the beach.
Yeah, in Mexico. Nice.
Pretty dicey with the wind and threatened rain, but not a drop.
Okay,
not
that's all good. So then tell me what you did.
And I stood there with my prayer book, and I looked out on the audience, some of whom were already weepy because they've seen the moms and all the rest of it, and I delivered the Peter Cook speech from the wedding in Princess Bride.
Which goes?
Marriage. Marriage is what brings us together today.
And on and on. How'd that go?
I let the first word hang there, and everybody cracked up. It worked. I'd asked my son. This was his idea.
I was worried for you.
I asked him, is everybody going to get this? He said, we only invited people who would get this. So
they've come all the way to Mexico. Exactly. They better get us.
So on the first word, marriage, it was really funny. It kind of broke the whole weepy thing, which, of course, returned during the ring ceremony. I'm saying wings now, gosh. And, it sort of worked.
It worked.
And then I had my little thing, and then I went and sat down, and then I was out of it.
Did you break character at all? Did you do the whole thing like that?
Oh, I did the whole thing like that.
So give me a line or two of it.
Marriage, that blessed arrangement, that dream within a dream, and love, pure love, true love, will follow you forever and ever. And then my last line was, seriously, who gives away this bride? And her father, a preacher, is along with this and said, you know, my family and I do. And then I'm out of there. And
did he have the use of ours in his?
Yes, he was. He was
able to speak.
Yes, he was.
Wow. See, so I think some people are listening and they love that. Mm-hmm. And some people are making a squishy face out there now.
Yeah. And I will only say the bride and groom asked me to do this gave me the script.
I was just worried, though, because you knew that and they knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And while you were all banking that people will get it, they don't know that this is coming. So they may. I thought that on the word of marriage,
mm-hmm.
some of them were going to go, oh, please, are you kidding me? Give these kids a break. This isn't about you, Phil.
I suppose they might have been. But by the end of it,
they got it.
If that was their first, right. The bride's uncle came up and said, that was a really good job. So nobody hates me.
The Pump Room. Talk to me about your review of the...
The announcement that it has returned as Booth 1.
Yeah.
They're calling it that now. And the Melman people, Let Us Entertain You Enterprises, is running it once again. They ran that room for 22 years. And now they changed the name of they don't own the hotel. The hotel name is changed. Now it's called the Ambassador Chicago Hotel. It used to be way, way, way back was the Ambassador East.
Well, did the Pump Room go away?
No. When Ian Schrager from New York bought the whole property, he changed the hotel name to the Public Hotel, and he called the restaurant the Pump Room. And he left it that way. He changed the look and changed the menu and all the rest of it. And then the money people behind the hotel didn't want Ian around anymore. So there was kind of that. And Rich Melman was brought in to, you know, there's the contract player to run this whole thing. And there's some confusion as to whether you're allowed to call it the Pump Room. Right.
Oh,
now.
Really? No.
Who,
kidding.
Who's allowed to say
well,
that?
Well, you and I can call it whatever we want,
we can call
right?
it whatever we want.
But can they advertise it as
they
that?
Cannot. So,
so what do they call it then?
Booth 1.
which is the famous booth at the Pump Room.
In the Pump Room. So everybody gets it, but they're not exactly using the term the
That's
Pump
Room. That's like saying if we are not a licensed MLB partner. We can't do a Cubs ticket promotion on WGN Radio anymore.
Right.
But we can say we've got tickets to the game. Or we've got, I think we can say we've got tickets to the game on the north side.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't say.
Wow.
No, no kidding. You know, so we can, I think I can even say, I don't know, Steve, can I say this? I can say, hey, we've got tickets to the game today on the north side. You'll see the Ivy, the scoreboard, and the big game. I can do all of that.
Right.
I just can't say Cubs or Wrigley Field or Major League Baseball.
I think a similar thing is in place for the Super Bowl.
Yeah, right.
You
exactly.
You see the big Sunday game. You can't be a Wingstop place and say, "Hey, come to our Super Bowl party." You know, the cease and desist letter will be.
By the way, not too long ago when you were sitting here, I said you got to do a review of Wingstop because Wingstop opened on North Halsted, not too far from me, and previously I had been a fan of Wingstop. So I then went to the Wingstop there that I was telling you about. You were so nice; you actually wrote Wingstop on a piece of paper when I was telling you to go to Wingstop, and I felt bad for you because I thought, Phil, I'm just kidding. It's just a Wingstop. It's good wings. Anyway, I went to the Wingstop on North Halsted.
Uh-oh.
Afterwards, and it wasn't that good.
You're only as good as your last wing.
It's kind of it. I mean, if all you've got is wings, you better nail it.
You better keep it consistent because it's wings. John Williams only wings twice.
You got to stop that.
And then you're done.
Phil, you got to stop
that. I can't do ours right now. I'm sorry.
Are you serious, Elif? Are you saying that? By the way, Wingstop is actually very, very good. She said Wingstop is our new sponsor, and I need to stop saying that.
I see.
Wingstop.
All right. So let's hear it for Wingstop.
Here is the thing that I just needed to be ready for, and that was that when you get there, they're not all sitting in a bucket ready to just be tossed in like Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Ah.
So they doesn't take long. But they cook them and then present them to you. So you best to call ahead or order ahead with an app. But
or be patient.
But they're hot and they are fresh.
Well, that's the way you want them. That's the way you want them.
So back to the pump room. Is the food good? Is it as well as you remember it?
Opens tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's the big. And what kind of fare are they famous for?
Well, the old pump room was, you know, real formal and, you know, Dover sole and that sort of thing. And I think the menu will include some things like that. And they're going to be playing around with classic recipes that definitely they're definitely going for a younger demographic now. The neighborhood has changed. The old pump room habitués are still maybe some of them around, but not too many of them around. So this is
you're worried for them.
No. No, I think that's I think that location right now is really hot, and I think they'll the last iteration did fine as far as I can tell, and you know, there are all sorts of people that will grant Rich Millman his premise.
Yeah, no kidding.
On the beginning,
I'd give him a turn or two. It's 2:21 on WGN. Phil Vitale from the Chicago Tribune's in our studio, the restaurant critic and famed actor
who's available for weddings.
So I also wanted you to comment on how familiar are you with the idea? We'll pause and get your answer on the other side. But restaurants that aren't brick and mortar but exist on websites, you order from them. They deliver their food. You can't go there because they don't have a place. So where a restaurant might have a delivery service, there are now restaurants which are only on the internet. And it'll look, they're not kidding anybody. I mean, it's not like they're pretending to be a brick and mortar,
right.
But like a brick and mortar restaurant, you'll go online, you'll see menus and specials and everything. It'll have everything except pictures of the dining room because they don't have one.
They're just a commercial kitchen with a truck.
Exactly.
Wow.
And I'm wondering what you think about that in a minute. Phil Vitale is the restaurant critic at the Chicago Tribune. All right, I got three quick things to power through with you. You
All
ready,
right.
Phil?
1, 2, 3, go.
A texter says, what's the status of Ed DeBevix?
Ed DeBevix closed because the property was sold so someone can put something with multiple floors above it. So they're gone. But the owners never ruled out the possibility of reopening in another location. There were rumors for a while they were scouting out places to maybe in Streeterville neighborhood, but I've heard nothing since. But so maybe.
You did not write, but yesterday one of your colleagues did, Grace Wong, who I recently met. Turkey Day away from home at 20-plus local restaurants. So this is the food and dining section from yesterday's Chicago Tribune. 20 restaurants open for Thanksgiving dinner. A quick summary of all of them, and that's in the Chicago Tribune yesterday. One of them is River Roast. River Roast is the location that we had my son's wedding and reception last weekend.
Oh, nice.
While you were in Mexico saying marriage, we were doing a more traditional do at River Roast. The food there, the hors d'oeuvres, the beverage, the service, and the room were all A+. We could not have been happier.
No, it's a nice property.
Yeah. What else do you like in this list of 20?
I didn't look very carefully because I always do my own eating, but I think Big Jones, which is one of the first ones on the list. He just does a great job. Paul Feuerbach does just one of maybe underappreciated chefs we have in Chicago. And the idea of sitting down to a multi-course meal with
Southern
with
family him at the style.
Helm.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, his Southern cooking is more than just good Southern cooking. There's like scholarship behind it. He digs up finds these old books that are cookbooks that are more than 100 years old, and he really gets into the history of it. And he does a great job. And our online version, since you don't have yesterday's paper necessarily at home now, we have it online, chicagotribune.com/dining, and you'll find that. And that list's actually a little longer because we've had time to update it for the places that showed up after our print deadline.
And it's nice because some places on here you might expect, like maybe River Roast, Morton's, mm-hmm. the steakhouse is there. I like Big Jones inclusion. Texas D. Brazil has added roast turkey and gravy, sweet potato casserole, and cranberry sauce to its menu for Thanksgiving. But that's, you think of that as a Brazilian steakhouse. It is.
Right.
It's on East Illinois, but that made the list as well. Little Goat Diner and more.
Yeah.
Nice list. Okay, that's in yesterday's Tribune. If you don't have it laying around, chicagotribune.com/dining. Are you interested in ordering from? I wonder if you would review these virtual restaurants that only deliver.
You were telling me this just before the break, and this is the first time I'm hearing about it, to be honest with you.
Right.
But it sounds intriguing. I mean, theoretically, they're preparing in a commercial kitchen with lots of space, and they can make to-order dishes, probably with a more expanded menu.
You're supposed to be outraged. Where's the ambiance? Where's the fine china? Where's the mm-hmm. restaurant? You're a restaurant critic.
Oh, sure.
This
That's
is restaurants
the way
without
I like
restaurants.
To eat, but there's sometimes, and it's just you and a pair of sweatpants, and you're hungry. And if you're not going to order a pizza, maybe you have a chance to get a 3-course meal, and they'll send it your way.
But and maybe you don't care because there's nothing to compare it to. But don't you think the food suffers by delivery in a styrofoam container, blah, blah, blah?
Absolutely. There's always a trade-off. And if the food is not brought to you directly from the kitchen, there's going to be a trade-off. There's a trade-off with delivery pizza. It's never quite as good as I want it to be.
Yeah. All right. Read Phil Vitale online at thechicagotribune.com. That's chicagotribune.com/dining. You can also find him in the print editions on Wednesdays, right?
Every Wednesday.
Although you weren't there this Wednesday.
No, I was saying marriage. And we won't be here next Wednesday because next Wednesday is the day before Thanksgiving, and that's too late to give anybody advice. So the food and dining section moves to this Sunday. So we'll be in the paper on Sunday, the one time a year we show up on Sunday.
It's good to know. Thanks for stopping by, Phil.
My pleasure.